From GPB News, this is On Second Thought. I'm Tony Harris, in for Celeste Headlee. If you saw the movie Swiss Army Man, you probably remember the music. We'll talk with Manchester Orchestra, the Georgia-based band behind that film soundtrack. But first, we talked about Georgians' worst driving habits and asked you to vent your road rage.
This is Edward Austin Hall calling from the gorgeous but automotively dangerous Beecher Donnelly neighborhood. Atlantans, you do not live in London. Please stay to the right side of the center line unless some city official is directing you to go around. People cross the center line to park on the left side of the street all the time, and guess what? It's illegal and it's dangerous. I almost got run over by somebody driving on the left side of the road.
Here are your first thoughts. Carly Cooper tweets, I hate when people in the left lane drive so fast they don't give you a chance to get over to the right lane, then come around you. Neil Cassidy says, we are the worst at using the little lever on the left of the steering wheel. Maybe the newer vehicles don't have one? Joel Cook says, I have never seen so many people ignore stop signs and crosswalks. I've lived in New York, Florida, and South Carolina, and no one is worse than the people in Georgia. We always want to know what you think. Call us, but not while you're driving, please. 404-500-9457. We're on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can post to Facebook, and we might feature your comments on the program. A recent report puts Georgia 41st in the nation for its quality of senior health. According to America's Health Rankings Senior Report, that's two slots lower than last year. For more on the general health of seniors in Georgia and the issue of elder abuse, I talked with Kathy Floyd. She is the executive director for the Georgia Council on Aging. I also spoke with Glenn Oster. Glenn is director of the Institute of Gerontology at the University of Georgia. I want to first get to this issue of elder abuse and why it continues to be a problem, a problem that persists. We took this up with Robert Bush. He is a senior staff attorney for Georgia Legal Services in Savannah. He works on civil cases, including many with the elderly at the center of those cases. Here he is talking about the problem of elder abuse in Georgia.
I think the issue persists, again, because, you know, you have people who are out there who have no compunction about taking advantage of individuals who you can't take care of and can't defend and sometimes can't do some basic transactions for themselves.
Glenn, you say Georgia is bad when it comes to community and environment engagement. How does that lack of engagement factor into elder abuse?
Well, I think it's everything is connected. So, yes, there's lack of engagement at the community level, and that is a perhaps a process from both the top down and bottom up. The top down meaning what can our institutions, governments, and so forth do to better regulate the industry and make sure that there are qualified people who are well-educated, who understand their position and their role in looking after elders. But it also from the bottom up, so to speak, on the individual level and the family level, is there's an education and awareness that needs to be put in place so people understand the dynamics of when your loved one is in a, whether it's an assisted living facility or a nursing home, that there are certain things that take place and that if both sides are better educated, again, from the top down and bottom up on what really is important to both sides in providing really good quality of care and have sort of a meeting of the minds of both sides and saying this is, you know, having some metrics in place and standardizations on trying to improve the care so everyone benefits, both the employer, the employee, and also the person, the consumer, receiving the benefits of that care.
Kathy, what, from your perspective, is the problem with the quality of care for seniors in Georgia?
Well, you have, with our rankings, you do have a low ranking for nursing home quality, and that is definitely an issue in Georgia. But part of the reason for that is that we have one of the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rates in the country. Almost 80% of nursing home beds are paid for with Medicaid. And so when you pay less, you get less. And so one of the things that we need to do, frankly, is increase that reimbursement rate mm-hmm. and tie it to quality. And one of the things that we're looking at is having the direct care workers, those folks that do the majority of the hands-on work, paid at least $10 an hour. And we think that is a possible way to get at some of these problems.
Well, you also say that seniors have not really been a focus of lawmakers. I know that's something that you're working on. And Robert Bush points that out as well. He agrees with you on this point.
Well, we have another abuse prosecutor here in Savannah, and I think there are others across the state. However, that is not in every county. The critical support that is required to develop a case, in many cases, financial forensic investigators often are not funded.
Kathy, what does it look like if lawmakers are more engaged on this?
Well, we have seen a difference in just the last couple of years. This year in the legislature, they funded the creation of a position for a statewide prosecutor. And this will get at something that Robert is talking about, because you have different counties that are able to do different things. Frankly, here in the metro area, Cobb County is excellent. They do a great job. But a smaller county doesn't have the resources. So this statewide prosecutor will be able to go into different counties and be able to help them prosecute the wrongdoers. And that's a win-win. One of the things we're looking at doing is asking all of the major candidates for governor next year to make senior issues a priority. And I think with the numbers that we're looking at and the increases in the numbers of seniors and the numbers that are facing elder abuse and problems with hunger, problems with home care, staying independent, I think that will be a win-win.
You know, Glenn, I want to get back to this question of education. We should all be so lucky to live long enough to live a life where we have great care around us as we age. What is it that we need to know as we age, and what do our family members need to know in terms of making sure that great quality of care is available?
Well, I think a part of education is an awareness of the various factors. And both, when I say factors, I mean awareness and education, both formal and informal education, of those factors that will diminish our quality of life, but also looking at factors and having people have this awareness of what can they do when they're younger to have sort of over a life course, so they hopefully insure themselves or at least give themselves a greater opportunity to age well or to have that quality of life. So I think education is a major, major part of it.
Is that education, and again, Glenn, sorry to interrupt, but is that education readily available? I mean, is it easily accessible?
I would think not. And when I speak of education, that could be ongoing campaigns, from the government level. It could be starting right in our classrooms and educating those in grade school and high school and university about the process of aging and aging well and some of the factors that they may encounter as they age or as they see their parents age or grandparents age. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be formal education, but some sort of campaign that people start understanding that these are the issues that will happen to me. And I think you have to make it personal. These are the issues that will happen to me or my family at some point. And to another point is this really should be a priority, because right now about 15% of the U.S. population is 65 or older.
Yeah, yeah.
Within a decade or two, that's going to be 20, 21, 22%. That's going to be a huge number of individuals who are going through different scenarios in their life that they didn't have when they were younger, you know, in terms of chronic conditions, perhaps lack of independence, cognitive issues,
right.
Caregiver issues. And so, again, having some sort of understanding, and I use the word education, or awareness that we need to invest resources, we need to have awareness of how to handle various situations
sure.
as they arise and become personal.
And Kathy, will you take on this question of food insecurity for seniors? It's shocking what's in the report, and it's shocking to hear you talk about food insecurity and the problem that it is for seniors here in Georgia.
It is. The report shows that nationally, the increase is about 16% in the last year on this. And unfortunately, in Georgia, we're up 18% with food insecurity. And this is
does that mean, food insecurity?
Well, the definition of food insecurity is the percentage of seniors facing the threat of hunger. So you have seniors that are buying their prescription drugs and not buying food. You can hear this from folks that are, you know, not just poverty folks. And it is a, you know, an issue of nutrition, not only to give them nutrition, but also the health benefits. And there are a lot of health problems that come when you're not getting the correct nutrition. So it is a real issue. Now, the good news is that Georgia is having its second annual Senior Hunger Summit in September, September 28th and 29th. And this is an initiative of the Georgia Department of Human Services to bring together stakeholders. Mm-hmm. This is elected officials. This is advocates. This is the...
And when is that happening?
September 28th and 29th. It's going to be at the Marriott Century Center right here in Atlanta. And
there's more information available?
Yes,
on
the the Department of Human Services website. You can also find it on our website,
great.
Georgia Council on Aging.
Kathy, thank you so much. Kathy Floyd is the Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Aging. And you've also heard from Glenn Oster. He is Dr. Glenn Oster, Director of the Institute of Gerontology at UGA. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just ahead, Georgia's own Manchester Orchestra is out with a new album. But first, is it time to phase out privately run immigration detention centers? This is On Second Thought.